In situations of divorce, there's oftentimes ongoing feuds or discord between the ex-spouses. There can be a lot of negative feelings toward the ex-partner, and unfortunately, where children are involved, they can end up in the middle of it all, and can even become the go-between, relaying messages or conversations that are unhelpful to all the relationships at play. We want to speak about this kind of dilemma on the next Family Matters. I hope you'll stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this heartfelt question from a divorced spouse recently, which went like this. How should I respond when my child tells me that my ex-spouse has been making some very critical and unkind statements about me? What's the wisest way to handle this situation? While many custody agreements prohibit parents from verbally attacking their ex-spouses in front of their children, court edicts don't always change behavior. The important thing to notice is that the attitude of the courts is a reflection of the seriousness of the issue. This is the case where words can be extremely hurtful and inflict long-term damage on young and impressionable minds. Before doing anything else, you should try to figure out whether your ex-spouse really said the things he or she is reported to have said. We all know that kids are capable of exaggerating or even making up stories. Especially if they have some kind of vested interest in pitting mom and dad against one another. So don't jump to conclusions until you've made a serious effort to gather the facts. Your knowledge of your child's and your ex-spouse's personalities is a good place to begin your assessment of the information you've received. If the evidence convinces you that inappropriate comments are being made, let your child know that you plan to discuss it directly with your former spouse. This will give you a chance to communicate your motives for taking action and the way you plan to deal with the problem. For example, you might say, "For some time now, you've been mentioning certain negative things that your mother or father has been saying about me. I think it's important to our entire family that we put a stop to this kind of talk, and I believe there's only one way to do that. I'm going to speak with her or him about the problem and see if we can't find a way to agree about what we will and will not say about each other. That way, if we have issues with each other, we can resolve them without bringing you into it." The final step is to contact your ex-spouse and ask if he or she is willing to support such a plan. Whatever the response, you can still make up your mind not to retaliate by launching verbal counterattacks. This is not to say that you should candy coat your ex-spouse's flaws for the sake of your child. When you have legitimate concerns, you should voice them, but you should also do your best to maintain an attitude of respect. Hopefully, your child will see that your actions speak louder than your ex-spouse's words. A really great resource that could help you in this situation is a book called Boundaries. In other words, the personal property lines that define who you are and who you are not, and influence all areas of your life. The authors will show you how to set healthy boundaries with your spouse or ex-spouse, as well as children, friends, co-workers, and even with yourself. Call 031-716-3300 to order, or visit safamily.co.za to shop online. If you need further guidance sorting all this out and would like to speak to someone who can help, please feel free to call Focus on the Family's counseling department to be put in touch with a licensed counselor. That number is 031-716-3300. Remember that retaliating with a counterattack is not going to aid your situation at all. It will only add fuel to the fire. Be the bigger person and hold fast to your values. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.